You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Starting in 1891, trolley bells started ringing on the streets of Boise as streetcars took people from home to downtown. Streetcars even took folks on a 44-mile loop in Canyon County. By 1928, though, those bells were silent and the streetcars had disappeared, being edged out by cars and buses that didn't need tracks or electrical lines. Well, not much of that network of metal trails survived, but some of it did, and it is now part of the Traveling Trolley Time Capsule, and it is touring the Valley this month. Barbara Perry Bauer is with TAG Historical Research and Consulting, and she is joining me live in studio to talk more about the new exhibit. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Barbara, I've been here for 20 years, and when I first moved here, people talked about these trolley cars and these streetcars, and it was almost like a lore or a myth, but it's true, right?
It is true. We did have a great streetcar system that existed for over 30 years and was very essential to the growth of Boise and the surrounding communities.
So talk to me about just the history then behind it, because as you said, I mean, 30 years seems like a long time, but as we said, cars, buses come along. And things change.
Well, this is something that's pretty interesting to me, is a lot of the line was developed by private investors who wanted to see the community grow. And so people who were putting in subdivisions, they were called additions back then, often actually funded the streetcar so that they could get people out to their new neighborhoods. As the city began to grow from the downtown core, first, of course, east all the way along Warm Springs Avenue, those folks were investing in a streetcar line to make it convenient for people to go from downtown to their new homes.
You know, I find this fascinating because the first part of our program today was about improving transit, right? And we've had this debate about needing more buses, but also we've heard the debate about bringing a streetcar back. And here we had it so many years ago to help us expand the city. So is it almost like a just almost a full circle talking about it today?
It has been full circle for many years, and it's also, you know, a subject of definitely great interest as the community is growing. And I think one of the things and one of the reasons that we are doing this exhibit is to get people to understand how the community grew and how neighborhoods that are very far apart, Collister and Eustick, even up to Vista Avenue, were all part of that streetcar system. And, of course, the streetcar, again, was financed at that time by private individuals. And it sort of went out of favor because they were not getting the ridership, the numbers of people to ride on the trolley as the automobile became more popular.
So I thought the streetcars were really in the downtown core, but they weren't.
No. This is one of the things that we're trying to do, is to get people to realize that, yes, the streetcar system started in the downtown core. Mm-hmm. It expanded north into the North End, west all the way along State Street, and of course eventually to Middleton and Caldwell. But the system also went south. So you could have ridden the streetcar up to Vista along Roosevelt and Nez Perce. It was called the Hillcrest Loop. And it was around for about 13 years and provided transportation for folks on the bench as well.
And so in the beginning, how popular was the streetcar? Because we know, I mean, 30 years because of the advent of the car, basically, it really fell out of favor, as you said. But before then, how popular was it?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers, but you realize that the system started out with just one streetcar company, but within a couple of years, there were three different streetcar companies that laid lines throughout the city, and then, of course, out to the west, out to Nampa, out to Caldwell. So that tells you there was room for competition, and people were looking for those streetcars as well.
So if we go to downtown Boise today, can we see where any of the old streetcar routes existed?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, there are not a lot of physical reminders of the streetcar left.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few buildings. The Trolley House Restaurant is one.
Right. We talked about that.
And the Boise and Inner Urban Freight Station, that's now Boise Art Glass, is another building. But there really are very few remnants. And one way you can sort of recognize where the streetcar went is by the width of a street.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, in the North End, the streetcar went up 13th Street, which is kind of narrow, but it also went up 18th and 15th Streets, and those are a little bit wider. If you go up onto the bench areas, it went down Nez Perce and it went down Roosevelt, and those streets are a little bit wider as well. So there's not really, you know, some of those physical reminders are gone, but there is sort of what I call the hidden history, the linear landmark that is left.
Yeah.
On State Street, as you're heading west and you go past well, right around 23rd or 25th Street, you'll always notice there's an extra roadway to the north that is adjacent to State Street.
I used to go down it all the time because my youngest went to preschool in that area, and it's kind of a wonky little...
It is, and that was actually the right-of-way for the Boise and Interurban streetcar.
Really?
They bought extra right-of-way off of State Street, and it ran almost all the way over to Collister before it joined up again with State Street. So it's something that we drive past all the time, and most of us wouldn't even recognize, but that is what I call a linear landmark, and I love seeing those things. So again, the streetcar history is somewhat of a hidden history, and that's one of the reasons we want to do this exhibit, is to get people to recognize and look around and get an idea of how that system helped their neighborhoods develop.
See, I love that, though, because that especially that area right there at State Street, around it's like St. Mary's School area and all of that, because it makes sense now. Because when you see how it merges, it's just bizarre. But then when you think about it being a streetcar right-of-way, it makes sense.
Well, and I have to say that last January, was it in 2018, when they were working on State Street, people were really astounded because they pulled up a bunch of streetcar tracks. And that was sort of, again, another reminder to people of what lays, you know, what's beneath the surface.
What lies beneath, right?
That's right. And that, again, of course, spurred a little bit more interest in the streetcar as well.
I'm speaking with Barbara Perry Bauer. She's with TAG Historical Research and Consulting. We're talking about the traveling trolley time capsule and just the history of the trolley. So I want to talk about the exhibit, but take me to Canyon County as well, because this is something new, I think, to a lot of people. People have heard about the streetcar in Boise, but you said, it went all the way out to Canyon County, but a 44-mile loop.
It did. The system that went out west, and a system that was in a rural community, was called an interurban, which allowed small farm communities to be connected. So this is something that was a nationwide phenomena. It wasn't just in Ada and Canyon counties. And in 1906, a fellow by the name of Walter Pierce developed a line along the north side of the Boise River. So he, of course, developed it all the way to Caldwell. And then an opposite company developed that line along the south that went to Eustick and then to Meridian. And it was an outgrowth of the Boise system. Caldwell also had its own streetcar system, though. People don't know that.
Mm.
But prior to, at the same time that the Boise City streetcar system was developing, Caldwell was also developing a system downtown. And so it was a fairly prevalent form of transportation in the area.
This is fascinating because we are talking about our transportation issues constantly in this day and age, and as the congestion continues. And do we need transit, you know, past Boise into Canyon County? And it was there one time.
It was there. It was certainly there, and it did serve a number of people and a lot of the community. The College of Idaho, in fact, was considered, it really was like the first commuter college, because you could ride from Boise to the College of Idaho, and there was a wait station, a passenger station over there where you could get off and then you would go to college. So it's kind of interesting. That building still stands today on the campus of College of Idaho.
So talk to me about the traveling exhibit itself, because it really is the history of the streetcar.
It is. It is specifically the history of the streetcar really in Boise. The project was funded by a grant through the Department of the Boise City Department of Arts and History, and it's really reflective of the history of the streetcar in Boise. The intent is to have basically a pop-up exhibit that will travel throughout the city, of course, during May, which is both Historic Preservation and Archaeology Month and May in Motion.
Right.
So we're trying to tie into some things that are happening. And we are going to a variety of neighborhoods. So we'll be going to about four different neighborhoods and being there for basically 2 hours with our pop-up exhibit, getting people to come and visit, to learn a little bit about the history of the streetcar, to be able to, we've got some interpretive panels, some brochures, some pamphlets, just to get people to connect with different parts of the neighborhood.
And you also have things like photographs, but also like streetcar rails and nails, things like that, right?
Yes, we have a few artifacts that I'm very proud of. I do have a rail from the Warm Springs Avenue tracks, which is great, and some bricks that were in on Bannock Street in downtown Boise that were laid between the different tracks. So we have a few artifacts. Part of what we're trying to do as well is collect information. There are a lot of people out there who may have had relatives.
Mm.
They might know someone who worked on the streetcar system. We're looking for more photographs. We're looking for stories, and we're hoping those people will come as well.
So why is it important for us to remember this history?
You know, everybody asks me that, is why do we have to go back in time and look at all this stuff? Well, I think it's especially important because no matter who you are, no matter where you are, history gives you a way to connect with the present. Mm-hmm. I believe, especially with the community growing as it has grown, if you have an understanding of the roots of the community, how it developed, it will give you sort of an ownership as well. It will make you feel part of the community too. And the streetcar system was definitely essential in how the city grew. There's no doubt about it. We have streetcar suburbs in the east, in the west, and in the north. And I just think it's really important for people to realize that even though, again, you're miles apart, you're connected by this once very important transportation system.
How do people find out where the pop-up exhibit is going to be?
You can take a look at our Tag History Facebook page. If you also look at the calendar for the Boise City Department of Arts and History, we're also listed there. And we also are, I believe, on the calendar for the Valley Ride group as well.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this fascinating conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest today has been Barbara Perry Bauer. She is with Tag Historical Research and Consulting. We've been talking about the traveling trolley time capsule. Thanks again. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. I do appreciate that so much. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. And our program associate is Norm Gunning. I'm Gemma Caudette. It is Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow.